you could do 1/5 the number of incantations with twice the emotional intensity, and it'll be 5 times stronger. Emotional intensity is everything, because that's how you program your unconscious. That's why you must speak it aloud. That's why you must use your intensity. That's why you must embody what you speak, not just affirm it. Second, the law of conditioning is consistency is power. If you will consistently do this, if you'll schedule it and say, okay, I run 4 times a week, 3 times a week, whatever you do, I'm going to do this for at least 10 minutes of my run. Maybe I like not thinking during my run, maybe I like music, but 10 minutes of it, I'm going to do a minimum incantation. You do it for 10, you'll get on a roll, you'll probably want to do it for, if you do it in the beginning of your run, you'll want to do it the whole time. It's positively addictive. Why not put the stuff in your head that you need that will guide your unconscious continuously? So scheduling it so you have some consistency to it is very useful. So I have a schedule. When I'm backstage here, before I walk out of here, every single time I do my incantation and I make my move. There are no exceptions. There haven't been in 23 years. That gives me the power every time. It turns on my whole nervous system every time. That's a scheduled way to do it. If I did it randomly only when I think about it, well, then sometimes I'd be there, sometimes I wouldn't. How many follow this? Say I. Third, the law of rhythm and patterning. If you get some rhythm as you're speaking it, like a song, like even if you say every day and every way I'm feeling stronger and stronger, then you can say every day and every way I'm more and more outrageous. Every day and every, it's just a rhythm, right? Once you know an incantation, it doesn't even have to have a rhythm. I say, I now command my subconscious mind. When I do that, I am creating a rhythm. There's nothing rhyming about it. I've got a punctuation because I know it. So it allows me to feel that, because rhythm is part of how you program the nervous system. Now, if you write poetry, or if you're poetic, or you're a songwriter, you can do this, and we've actually written some for you to help you get that kind of feeling. The law of synergy is, the more you can use all 5 of your senses, like when I say, God's wealth is circulating in my life, what I always do, if I'm not driving when I do this, is I picture God's love circulating in my life, and for me, I picture all the people I love. I spin out, I start with my children and my family, and I move out to my closest friends, and then I move out to the people that I work with who I really love, and then I move out to the general population and move out all the way out to strangers that I meet. And I send love to them, and I think of that love coming back. So God's wealth is circulating my life, and I think his wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance, and then I see all these great things happening. I see it, I feel it, I engage it. I'm using my voice, I'm seeing it, I'm using my feelings, right, kinetically. So I see all these things. I see tremendous opportunity. I see being able to impact millions of people. I see huge sums of money. I see the ability to impact children. I see all these things that are so valuable. I see the love I receive. So I associate to as many senses as possible, which makes it that more impactful when you do an incantation. And then lastly, you should reward yourself, because incantations, you got to see them not as a job, but as a gift. If you do them enough, you'll feel their gift because they make you feel phenomenal. Now, if you're a perfectionist, then there's always a choice. That's for you. You'll see. I used to think perfection was the only way to be, but now I know that all I need is here inside of me. I appreciate and honor myself, and when push comes to shove, all I ever have to do is add a little bit of love. For those of you who are significance freaking out, like you're missing significance, or drive by significance, next one. I had to be the best, better than the rest, but now I know I'm good as gold and life is not a test. So I celebrate my accomplishments, but I realize they're not me, because as I love myself, I'm all I ever need to be. The incantation that we wrote here, that I am the voice, which by the way, I wrote because I have this little girl in San Jose, California, who was heroin addicted and in the Latin culture there in a female gang. And they wanted to get her out. Several people really worried about her, and she wouldn't get out. I tried to connect with her, and then one day a drive-by shooting happened. And it was her best friend, and she was there. And she held her friend till she died. She bled to death. And that was enough to freak her out. Because she said, I can't leave, I can't leave. And she kept saying, you know, I need to go. I know I need to get out of this, but I can't. I just can't. I said, why can't you? She goes, I don't know. I just keep hearing their voices saying, we're your only family. And I keep hearing the voices saying, you won't live to be 30 anyway. So I wrote this little incantation. I said, okay, now here's what I want you to do. Screw all these other voices. Now I am the voice. I want you to say that. And I had to engage it. And I said, you know, you're supposed to be a leader. You tell me you're a leader, you're a follower. Right? So I said, I lead, not follow. And then she kept saying, yeah, but I don't believe I can do it. It's like, what if it doesn't last? Well, incant that it will, and it will. Right? I believe, not doubt. I create, not destroy. I'm a force of good. I'm a leader. And she goes, yeah, but you know, everybody says the odds are against me. Defy the odds. Set a new standard. Step up. And I had her do this over and over and over again until she was vibrating. I had her sing at the top of her lungs in every different emotional state. You could just see the power come in her just like it did in her so she could pick up the phone. And I'd do it again and again. And then after a while, I thought, wow. She got off heroin. She became a straight-A student. Went back. She was at an alternative high school. Went back to the regular school. She got out of the gang, which they didn't let her do. They came after her with baseball bats. She got out. She got other people out of it, you know, all from making a total change in her psychology. And then I started hearing other people say, I'd hear a woman say, well, you know, I can still hear him say, you know, I don't think we, you know, I'm as attracted to you anymore, and I don't know if we should be together. I said to her, boy, is he right. We don't belong together. Now I am the voice. And I started using it in other contexts, and then we expanded it to just about everything. Guy was in his late 60s and saying, I keep hearing people in the company saying, you know, why doesn't he retire? He doesn't belong here anymore. Boy, is they right. Now I'm the voice. He would start his own business. So incantations, I cannot stress enough, the power they have to change your life. You deserve to give yourself this as a daily event. And if you don't spend 10 minutes a day minimum incanting what it is you want, then you are absolutely not using what I teach. I'm just telling you straight out. Don't go, I went to that Tony Robbins seminar, didn't work. If you're not incanting a minimum of 10 minutes, and ideally more, you are not applying what I teach, because this is the fundamental of what I do. Because this, by the way, engages your entire triad. It uses language, physiology, focus, and adds certainty to it, which creates a belief. This is the creation of a triad whenever you make an incantation. If you do it the way I'm talking about, which is fully associated entire physiology.